investments. A dedicated advisor can help build a flexible wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
It's 88 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. Tonight, we're expecting a low in the mid-60s. It is 3:06, and this is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up on KPR, news headlines at 3:30. 3:36, we are going to talk about Haitian immigrants. The president has often denigrated them with language they consider racist. We will talk about this and the big Supreme Court decision rejecting an argument that the Trump administration's decision to end Haitian temporary protected status was motivated by race. Then at 3:44, the federal government has released some new rules controlling how farmers can use the controversial herbicide called dicamba.
We have to have every tool in the toolbox. Weeds are not getting easier to kill.
Will the new rules solve the problem of what they call dicamba drift? Story is coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-through or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
Need to ask you a favor here at KPR. Would you be willing to take our annual media and technology survey? Let us know how you consume news, music, and entertainment. Your responses will allow us to better schedule our programming to meet your needs and your habits. It helps KPR serve this community in the best way possible. Take the survey. Make your voice heard right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly clear skies tonight, but it's going to be a sticky evening. Humid conditions, lows only getting down to the mid-60s. It's 88 degrees in Topeka, and it's 3:20.
Support for happening off the pitch. President Trump disagreed with a red card call on a U.S. player.
I said, I think it should be reviewed because I watched the play.
Now other teams are up in arms saying FIFA caved in to the president. We'll explore the controversy and the results of the USA-Belgium game on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition with A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 89 degrees in Manhattan. It's 90 in Abilene. And the time is 3:30.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell. The Dow up 155 points to a record 53,055. The Nasdaq up 288. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Nurses at two Wichita hospitals are striking today for safer working conditions. Roger Nomer has the story.
Union nurses at Ascension St. Joseph and St. Francis Hospitals say hospital administration is not listening to their safety concerns. They are holding a one-day strike to advocate for things like weapon detectors at all hospital entrances. Hospital officials have said they will install detectors at emergency room entrances following two recent incidents. But nurses say that's not good enough. They also want more nurses in the hospital to divert violence. Marvin Ruckel is a neonatal nurse at St. Joseph Hospital. He says patients and nurses should not have to worry about violence.
That's our goal in this whole thing, is to make our patients safer, visitors safer, and all of our staff safer.
The hospital has hired replacement nurses during the strike. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
The next governor will be inheriting the state's first generative AI framework that was put in place by Governor Laura Kelly's administration. Now candidates are outlining how they would use the technology in government. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Cindy Holscher says AI should be used to improve state services, but not at the expense of workers.
Technology is there to help state employees serve Kansans better, but not become an excuse to skimp on service or eliminating workers.
Republican candidate Scott Schwab says he supports using AI to modernize state government and improve efficiency. He says the technology should be used with human oversight, but could ultimately save taxpayers money. The U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts that beef prices will continue to rise this year. That's partly because the country's beef cattle herd is at its smallest since the early 1950s. That's created tough economic conditions for beef businesses like meatpacking plants and feedlots, where cattle gain weight before being processed. David Anderson, professor and extension economist at Texas A&M University, says those facilities rely on a large number of animals moving through them.
You know, we've got more capacity to process animals than we need, given the number of animals. And so we have packing plants that are closing.
This year, meat packing plants in Nebraska, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee have closed or reduced operating hours. These kinds of disruptions to the beef supply chain can ultimately cause higher prices for consumers. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight. It's going to be humid with a low only getting down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 60s. The heat pours back in on Wednesday with highs in the 90s. Wednesday night, we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 3:35.
It's all,
she says. God gave us another chance at life. Dari Buscarin, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Environmental Protection Agency released new rules regulating the controversial herbicide dicamba earlier this year. While it can be an effective tool for farmers in controlling weeds, it can also drift in the wind and kill other plants. As Harvest Public Media's Will Bauer reports, experts are not expecting the new rules to solve all of the underlying issues with dicamba.
On Kevin Johnson's farm in eastern Illinois,
we wave at each other, stuff like that. As neighbors, but you got to have those conversations. Nobody loves those conversations, but you got to have those conversations.
Johnson says he wishes there was a better chemical to use, but for now, they have to work with what they have. I'm Will Bauer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more Harvest stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies as well, and always streaming at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, Russia has once again launched heavy airstrikes on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv.
This attack is the second major one in like 4 days. Last week, Russian missiles killed more than 30 people in the Ukrainian capital.
Ukraine struck back with drones targeting Russia's energy infrastructure. We'll get a report from the NPR correspondents who are there on the ground in both Kyiv and Moscow. Coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, developing and researching new technologies, educating technology professionals, and providing service to the region and nation. More at i2sresearch.ku.edu.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Atchison, 89 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 4.
Specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting. YPTC.com/NPR. And from the Carnegie Foundation.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours. We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, Morning Edition is the program you will hear on both KPR1 and KPR2 with Matthew Algio as your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 60 seconds. It's 4 o'clock.
It's NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia. It's 4:06 and you're listening to KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies, too, and always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, Graham Plattner is running for Senate in Maine. He is now denying allegations of sexual assault after new reporting from Politico emerged today. It's the latest in a string of scandals surrounding the Democratic candidate for Senate in Maine. The details are coming up. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, definitely summertime. Mostly clear skies tonight, but humid. Lows only getting down into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Back into the 90s for Wednesday. Wednesday night, a low only reaching the lower 70s with a 40% chance of showers and storms after midnight.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. It is 89 in Manhattan. It is 89 in Chanute. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4:20.
FIFA caved in to the president. We'll explore the controversy and the results of the USA-Belgium game tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. It's Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. It's 88 in Atchison. The time is 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Kansas woman who sued the state for wrongful conviction after she was found guilty of murdering an infant has won her suit and is now entitled to a certificate of innocence from the state of Kansas. In a ruling issued today, Douglas County District Judge James McCabry said Carity Buhorn had proved her innocence by a preponderance of the evidence. In 2017, Buhorn was convicted of second-degree murder in the death of an infant at the Eudora daycare where she worked. An appeals court later overturned that verdict. Prosecutors declined to retry her. By winning the civil suit, Buhorn is entitled to nearly $370,000 for the 2,072 days she was incarcerated. Nurses at Ascension St. Joseph and Ascension St. Francis hospitals in Wichita are participating today in a one-day strike for better safety measures. The strike comes after two recent incidents involving a weapon and violent threats. Hospital officials have since announced they plan to install weapon detectors at emergency room entrances. But the nurses' union wants detectors at all hospital entrances. The union also wants more training and better staffing. Marvin Ruckel is a neonatal nurse at St. Joseph Hospital and serves on the union's bargaining team. He says the strike is working to support the public's safety as well.
We want safe hospitals so our community has a safe place to go when they're injured, hurt, that they don't have to worry about being more injured, more hurt at a building where they're coming for care.
The nurses' union has been in contract talks with Ascension since March. The 4th of July holiday is now in the rearview mirror, but some people are still setting off fireworks. NOAA Taborda reports that hospitals remain on alert for injuries and burns.
Three major KC area hospitals tallied more than 50 total fireworks-related injuries over the weekend. Most were to hands, arms, and eyes. Julia Slater leads the University of Kansas Health System Burn Center and says immediate treatment for facial injuries can make a difference.
You want to try to gently cover the area on your face or your eye with a cool, clean towel and get someone to the emergency room as quick as you possibly can.
The most common firework culprit so far this year are Roman candles, but there have also been several sparkler-related injuries, especially among kids. I'm Noah Taborda.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight, but humid with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Lows in the upper 60s tomorrow night. More sunshine on Wednesday with highs reaching the 90s. Wednesday night, we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the overnight. It's 4:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition gets underway at 5 o'clock tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m., four whole hours of news and information, the very latest from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
Coming up on KPR News Headlines at 5:01, then we will talk about this whole red card drama. It has to do with the U.S. World Cup match, U.S. taking on Belgium tonight. A U.S. striker had received a red card, meaning he was ineligible to play in this game. Red card's pretty serious in the world of FIFA, football, soccer, as we call it. At any rate, a crisis has arisen, and we will explain the whole thing for you coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
On a Monday, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary.
Right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are up in 1 minute. It is 5 o'clock.
And more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
88 degrees in Topeka, 89 in Lawrence. It is 5:06, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. Actually, we have a lot of frequencies scattered around the state. They're all listed for you in one place. At the bottom of the splash page at the kansaspublicradio.org website. Check it out when you have a moment. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Lots to talk about. It's been a very busy news day. Lots of changes and developments over the course of the afternoon. That's why we bring you All Things Considered all the way to 7 o'clock. We like keeping you up to date. In the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then at 5:44, the federal government has released new rules controlling how farmers can use the controversial herbicide called dicamba.
We have to have every tool in the toolbox. Weeds are not getting easier to kill.
The question is, will the new rules solve the problems caused when dicamba drifts off of one piece of land into another piece of land? Dicamba drift. We're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Our mission at KPR is providing listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. And because that is our mission, we want to know how well we are fulfilling it. We need to hear from you. Please take our annual media and technology survey. Let us know how you use news, music, and entertainment programming. Your response will allow us to serve you better. Take the survey. Make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 88 degrees in Topeka. It is 5:20.
Correspondent Corey Turner, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The FIFA World Cup continues, and there's been a lot happening off the pitch. President Trump disagreed with a red card call on a U.S. player.
I said, I think this should be reviewed because I watched the play.
Now other teams are up in arms saying FIFA caved in to the president. We'll explore the controversy and the results of the USA-Belgium game on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition, getting you caught up on all the national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh-prepared foods and drinks and made-from-scratch pastries. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence.
We have news headlines coming up next in just about 40 seconds. It's 88 degrees in Topeka, 88 in Emporia, 87 in Atchison, and it is 5:30.
PR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas woman who sued the state for wrongful conviction after she was found guilty of murdering an infant has won her suit and is entitled to a certificate of innocence from the state. In a ruling issued today, Douglas County District Judge James McCabry said Carity Buhorn had proved her innocence by a preponderance of the evidence. In 2018, Buhorn was convicted of second-degree murder in the death of an infant at the Eudora daycare where she worked. An appeals court later overturned the verdict, and prosecutors declined to retry her. By winning her civil suit, Buhorn is entitled to nearly $370,000 for the more than 2,000 days she was incarcerated. Nurses at two Wichita hospitals were on strike today for safer working conditions. Roger Nomer has the story.
Union nurses at Ascension St. Joseph and St. Francis Hospitals say hospital administration is not listening to their safety concerns. They are holding a one-day strike to advocate for things like weapon detectors at all hospital entrances. Hospital officials have said they will install detectors at emergency room entrances following two recent incidents. But nurses say that's not good enough. They also want more nurses in the hospital to divert violence. Marvin Ruckel is a neonatal nurse at St. Joseph Hospital. He says patients and nurses should not have to worry about violence.
That's our goal in this whole thing, is to make our patients safer, visitors safer, and all of our staff safer.
The hospital has hired replacement nurses during the strike. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is predicting that beef prices will continue to rise this year. That's partly because the country's beef cattle herd is at its smallest since the early 1950s. That's created tough economic conditions for beef businesses like meatpacking plants and feedlots, where cattle gain weight before being processed. David Anderson, professor and extension economist at Texas A&M University, says those facilities rely on a large number of animals constantly moving through them.
You know, we've got more capacity to process animals than we need, given the number of animals. And so we have packing plants that are closing.
This year, meat packing plants in Nebraska, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee have all closed or reduced operating hours. These kinds of disruptions to the beef supply chain can cause higher prices for consumers. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight and humid with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Clear skies tomorrow night with lows in the upper 60s and highs returning to the 90s on Wednesday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
It's considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Environmental Protection Agency has released new rules regulating the controversial herbicide dicamba earlier this year. While it was an effective tool for farmers in controlling weeds, the problem is it can also drift in the wind and kill other plants. As Harvest Public Media's Will Bauer reports, experts don't expect the new rules to solve all of the underlying issues with the use of dicamba.
On Kevin Johnson's farm in eastern Illinois near the Indiana border, weeds can be a really big issue.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more Harvest stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.com.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, the latest from Ukraine. Russia has once again launched heavy airstrikes on Kyiv. What is happening? We will try and clarify it. Joanna Kakissis is there, and she'll tell us what she has learned coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Mostly clear skies tonight, humid conditions, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s, down to the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, back into the 90s for Wednesday and Thursday. And late Wednesday night, we have a 40% chance of showers and storms. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6. Join us tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more with Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your local news. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.